We're going to begin today's content with a story, and it's from a book that I really liked called The Speed of Trust by Stephen Covey. This is the Stephen Covey who is the son of the Stephen Covey who wrote Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. In this particular story, he had just arrived at law school. They were getting their first quiz or test, so they were just a few days in. And after the professor handed out all the papers, he said, "Okay, I'm going to leave now. I'll be back in 30 minutes. You all know the honor code. See you in 30." And he left. And everybody kind of looked around the room, didn't really know what to do, but it wasn't long before first a few and then more people started kind of pairing off and collaboratively taking this quiz that was very much intended to be done by themselves. And in Stephen's mind, he's going, "Oh my God, what have I gotten myself into? How am I going to be able to compete with these people who are willing to do anything? Am I going to have to cheat if I want to be a lawyer?" This is like the first week. His mind is racing. He doesn't know what to do. And in that moment, somebody in the back of the class stands up and speaks. And they say, "Hey, I have worked too long and too hard to be here to have people cheat to get ahead. I've left my family behind and I left my old career behind. So I'm going to give you all 30 seconds to get back in your own seats and take this quiz as it was intended to be taken before I walk out and talk to the professor about this breach of the honor code." And then he sat down. And of course, everybody kind of meekly scurried back to their seats. Some of them muttered under their breath. And certainly in that moment, more than a few people hated that individual in the back of the room. It's also true that there was more than a few people like Stephen who were so relieved. And you could probably think that there's moments like this in your own life where it comes time to speak up, say a truth that is not going to be received well by some of the people. And it's incredibly scary. Some people might find you a hero. Some people might hate you for it. So what do you do? Well, the way that this story turned out, as Stephen tells it, is that this person, by the end of the year, and even before that, was the most respected individual in their class. Doesn't mean that this person got along with every other person, but it does mean that everyone, to a person, respected them and trusted them, because they knew that they would tell them the hard truth when it came down to it. So this person wound up holding, and I believe it was a number of high seats in the class, went on to a prestigious law firm, and it was a very happy outcome. But in your own life, wonder, what do you expect to happen when you tell the truth? Would somebody hate you and never speak to you again? Would you completely shut it down? Or would that moment of just discomfort be so powerful that it's not even worth getting through to the other side of the respect that is there? Now, this is important, of course, for generating respect. We talk about that in the first impression module. Telling the truth in hard moments absolutely generates respect. But perhaps even more importantly, when you shut yourself down from saying something that is important to you, as Stephen started to do in that moment himself, you are saying that your opinions, that all the work that he had put in to get into law school was not as important as not frustrating those people who were breaking the rules and who were cheating. He is valuing their momentary experience over all of that hard work that he put in. And you can imagine what that does to his confidence. We unfortunately do this all the time. When we don't tell the hard truth, we undercut our own confidence because we're saying this person's feelings in this moment are more important than my self-expression of a very important truth. And what I want to encourage you just to begin to think about right now is, where are some of those areas in your life where you aren't telling the truth because it would be upsetting for someone to hear it? And perhaps if you did do it, maybe they'd respect you. But what would happen to your self-confidence if you did go through with it? If you did tell them the truth. And of course, in the bonus module on conflict, we talk about how to do this in a tactful way so that you're telling the truth in a way that is most diplomatic. But even if it doesn't go well, what would happen to your confidence in that situation? Just something to reflect on as we continue with the course. Now, being honest can mean a number of different things depending on the situation. In that first story, it meant telling a very hard truth. But sometimes that truth can make people angry. Other times it can be telling someone how much you like them or admire them if your relationship doesn't have that kind of dynamic to it. Other times telling the truth means being honest about the ways in which you big yourself up, the ways in which you pretend, the ways that you would like to be perceived. And that's actually, even though this is a course on charisma and there is that focus on outer results, what we want to come back to is in getting those outer results in a way that is absolutely authentic to our honest experience. And part of that means being honest that we're A, not 100% charismatic all the time, and B, not 100% confident or in control all the time. When you reveal that, you create space for people to trust you. But I want to talk about instances where telling the truth doesn't always get you that outer result that you might like. And I experienced this just a few years back when I was living in Las Vegas. And a girl that I had known several years earlier came to visit Las Vegas. She said, "Can I stay at your place?" Now, these situations occur not very often for me, but when someone that I'd known very far back from my past interacts with me today, there's this tension that goes on in my brain. And it's because in my past, I was very different. I was incredibly shy, I was reserved, and over a course of a long time, I built up a more stable sense of confidence that does really travel with me wherever I go. The exception to that is in these situations where someone from my past interacts with me in a more present day moment, because I have almost two brains that come online. That shy 18-year-old is still there along with the current present day me. So when this girl came to stay, that tension was going on, and truth be told, I was very uncomfortable and awkward because I had a crush on her. Now, my friends were saying almost from day one when they looked at her, they're like, "Do you see what she's doing? She's stealing into your room late at night. She's asking you random questions before you're going to bed. She's like trying to spend all this time alone with you. Do you see the way that she looks at you? She has a crush on you. She could have stayed anywhere. Why is she here at our place?" And I was like, "I'm not sure." And then signs sort of continued to develop over the next several days that she was there. And I continued to, in my 18-year-old way, kind of like ignore them, see past them, and be very uncomfortable about it. So the final day that she was there, everyone, including myself, had to admit two things. One, she had in fact been interested in me in a more romantic way when she arrived at our place. And two, after several days of me being awkward and uncomfortable and not very cool, if you will, around her, that had probably faded. But we still came to the conclusion that, you know what, it's the last night here, you might as well just tell her the truth. So I went up to her the final night in a very awkward way and said, "Hey, I know this is kind of out of the blue and crazy, but I just want to tell you, like, I like you. I'm glad that you visited. I know I've been strange and a little bit uncomfortable, but I don't know. I just had to say that I do like you." And that was the most 16-year-old expression of liking someone, I'm in my mid-20s at this point, that I've done in years. And she reacts sweetly, but also kind of indicating that, you know what, that ship sailed probably a few days ago when you were uncomfortable for the fourth time with me while we were here. And that was it. She stayed one more night, hugged her to bye. It was totally fine. Now, on one hand, that was a huge bummer because I didn't get the result that I wanted. But I absolutely promise you, when I walked away from that conversation, knowing that that situation was over, that I had done the best that I had to express myself in that moment, I felt self-affirmed. I actually felt really good. And the confidence that had kind of evaporated for those previous 3 days with her came back because I was no longer trying to manage her expectation of me or be perceived in a certain way. It was, all of my cards are now on the table and I can kick back and relax. And so for you, I want to encourage you to think that even in those situations where telling the truth might not get you exactly the result that you want, it could still, and in fact, I believe it would still, build that underlying sense of self-esteem and self-confidence because you are affirming that your truth and your experience is worth stating, that you are no longer going to be the one who is rejecting yourself. Someone else can tell you that they're not interested. A job might say, no, you're not the one. But you're not going to say, you know what, I'm not going to apply, because that would be a rejection of yourself by yourself. Totally cool if the world isn't interested, but you are going to put yourself out there. That is what self-confidence comes down to, knowing that no matter what happens, even if you get a no from the job, the boy, the girl, the whatever, somebody doesn't want to talk to you, that even if that no comes, you have given yourself a yes of expressing it. Doesn't mean that you force yourself into that job or into that relationship. You can still walk away, but you know that your confidence is intact because you put yourself out there. That is huge.